But I just want to encourage you and challenge you today to close that door off and say, you know what, I'm not going to believe that. I'm not going to live my life that way, because I know that there's doors that's ahead of me that God desires to open. And if I keep feeding on all this negative news and stuff and leave that door open, then it's going to affect where I'm going this year and where God desires to take me this year.
Amen. I had a few at the end of last year. At the end of last year, I ended up having to go to the doctor because I made a promise to my mom that I would if I wasn't feeling better. And so I honored that, and I went, and they tested me, and it came back positive for the COVID. And then the doctor come in, and he said, well, he said, you got the COVID, but I got bad news. And I'm thinking, oh, what? I got the COVID, but you got bad news. Well, what's the bad news, doc? He said, you got the flu. I got the flu and the COVID. But the flu's the bad news. Woo, okay. Okay. And I went through that process, and I was tolerating it at first. And then this Holy Spirit, you know, it's like, why are you tolerating this? Yeah. Why are you why are you giving in to this? And it has really wakened me up to a lot of things that Monica was tolerating, you know? Right. And whenever I heard that, when I heard, why are you tolerating this? I jumped out of bed. I grabbed my Bible, and I started walking around my house, and I was, you know, devil, I don't know how you got in here, but you leaving today. We ain't tolerating this.
Right, yes.
You know, and in the Bible, over and over several times, Jesus tells us, do not fear. What are we fearing today? Don't tolerate that fear.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, even the word tells us that we hold the power to life and death in what we speak, in what we declare. And we have the power and we have the authority if we would just walk and operate it. You know, we don't have to bow down to these things, but we've got to rise up and speak against it.
Amen.
And declare against it that God is greater, God is more powerful than anything that tries to come and to attack us and to bring us down. And I think it's time that we start operating and walking in that authority that the Lord's given us.
You know, I was laying there, I had these symptoms, and I was just, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. I was tolerating them. Monica was allowing them to come. I did not stand against them.
Right.
I didn't put them in its place. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I tolerated it.
You didn't shut that door.
Oh, it's shut now.
You didn't shut it soon enough.
I know, right? 2 weeks later.
Well, sometimes it takes us a while because the enemy is right there in our face and we're so, we're not feeling well. And and so sometimes we just forget about shutting that dadgum door.
Yes. And I got such an experience. I had such an experience with my Lord during that. When I made the decision to no longer tolerate what was staring me in my face.
Right.
And I got up and got my, I got my life. I got my bread.
Yes.
And I began to walk around my house declaring the word of God over me and my home.
Yes.
And I was scheduled for the infusion Wednesday morning. And I had an uneasiness about it. I had never, that was the first time I had even been tested. And the experience and the healing.
Right.
If you're suffering, if you are tolerating,
yes,
get your word, declare it. Yeah. It is life. It doesn't, the word of God, ask him for a fresh word, a rhema word.
Right.
And then when he gives it to you, you grab a hold of it like a pit bull with a bone. You lock yourself on them words and don't you let go.
Amen. That's right. Absolutely. Because, you know, we're talking about shutting doors and keeping them remain closed.
Mm-hmm.
And even we're talking about this COVID-19 and how it's just trying to control people's lives. Mm-hmm. But whenever we mm-hmm. shut that door, this is what it does. It shuts mm-hmm. the door to the fear.
Come on.
To the panic.
Come on.
To the anxiety.
Yes.
To the depression.
Come on.
It's all connected. You close and seal that off, you're going to seal off 90% of the fear and the panic and the anxiety and the depression that we faced.
Yes.
And walk in the newness of God.
Come on. Amen.
There's too many doors. There's too many doors that have been left open.
Mm-hmm.
Some by which some thought the doors were closed. But mm-hmm. there was a small crack and a small gap that remained open and has remained. And I kind of look at it and saw it this way. And we can relate to this cold weather. When you leave a small crack or a small gap open in a door, the coldest air is going to make its way through that gap and zap every amount of heat there is in that room, vehicle, whatever it may be. And that's exactly the way that the enemy operates, is he sneaks in and brings a cold draft of the world through those cracks, through those gaps that we've thought many times were remained closed. But when you start really looking at it, we say, you know what, there's a little gap there, and the enemy has found his way through that gap. So that's why it's so important that we see and understand that the doors are closed, and not just closed, but completely sealed off. They must be completely sealed off, because that is the aim and the purpose of the enemy, is to destroy and bring full, complete destruction. He wants to zap every amount of good in our life, any amount of hope that we have, because there's going to come times where we have hope. That's where the enemy comes in and messes with our mind and zaps that hope that we have. The way that this is accomplished in our life by the enemy is because it's when our attention is turned to the problem instead of being turned to the solution.
Come on.
And the Lord is our solution. This word, this living word, is our solution. And so we don't have to look at the problem, because we could already turn our attention and our focus to the solution and know that he is the answer.
Amen.
And I love that old song we used to sing. I know he, I don't really remember how it went, but it kind of went, I know he is the answer. I think it's an old song. Do you know, Neva?
When you said that, the only one I could think of is, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to do all that is. I forgot the little rest part. I know about a line and a half. I'd have to sing it probably for it to come. You don't want to hear that this morning.
But we serve a great God. You know, just because we're entering in this new year, We're talking about the goodness and the greatness and all of God. You know, there's still going to be times of hardships. There's still going to be times of difficulty. We're going to have our fair share of those along the way. But I really believe that we're entering into a new season now of new assignments and of new opportunities. And these new assignments and new opportunities that we're going to walk in this year is going to be followed by great favor. They're going to be followed by great favor. They're going to be followed by great blessings and great rewards. And I think that in many lives, even in believers, is our eyes are going to be open. This is going to be the year and the season that our eyes are going to be really opened to see how great, mighty, and powerful our God is. Amen. And how he works in the lives of people. I really believe that's the time that we're entering in. But for that to happen and take place, old doors have got to be closed so that the new doors can be opened. As many say, you know, we just can't go keep beating on old doors. Many times we beat on old doors, but we've got to make sure that they're closed, sealed, and secured. As we shared our scripture in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 16, the Apostle Paul was faced with many great struggles and difficulty. And these struggles and difficulty in the life of the Apostle Paul led to great pain and led to great suffering. And it's pain and suffering that he had to endure and overcome. And scripture even tells us, on top of the pressures of his own life, he also carried the weight and the burdens for all the churches. And I want to share a scripture real quickly in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And I just want us to look here and see exactly what the Apostle Paul faced and went through. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 24. It says, "From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day. And I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches." And
that was 2 Corinthians 11, what?
At the end of chapter 11, 4 through 28. And, you know, many ministers can relate to that too. You know, you have your pressures of life, of the daily, and then you got the pressures of the church and of the body. And it's really hard. That word perils, as we read, it was read over and over and over, perils. Perils means risk. It means serious and immediate danger. And there was many times the Apostle Paul found risk and serious times and of immediate danger. And for us to, it's hard really for us to really comprehend what Paul faced and went through. We can read about it and study it and say that was harsh and that was very hard, but really it's hard for us to really fully comprehend what he faced and what he went through in his life. But many can relate. It's hard for us to really comprehend that to an extent, but we can all relate to what Paul faced and went through. We have all found ourselves in a place of immediate danger, of risk, of serious situations, difficult situations. Many can relate. For last year, for the year 21 and the year 2020, for many it meant survival. There were some that just was in a complete survival mode, doing what they could to survive, doing what they could to help their family survive the times in that whole year, in that whole season. It was times of risk. It was times of danger. But what we can relate to this morning through the Apostle Paul's writings is how he responded, how the Apostle Paul responded. And I just want to share with our listeners today, no matter where you're at today, no matter what dark place you might have found yourself in, you don't have to stay in that dark place. I believe it's time that we rise, that we take up our bed, and that we start walking in the newness and the light of God. We don't have to stay in that deep place of depression, of anxiety. No matter what they are facing or going through, amen, God still has greater things in place and in store. We don't have to stay there. And we find out here in the scriptures how the Apostle Paul responded there, and it was the very first passage that I shared. There's a lot of things that inspired and went through from 2 Corinthians to Philippians, but this is how the Apostle Paul responded in verse number 12. Paul said, I press on that I may lay a hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid a hold of me. And we can even put it this way. The Apostle Paul responded and made the decision to close those doors. He knew that there was new doors to be opened, that there was new doors and opportunities to walk in, but he had to press on and to close those doors. Amen. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid a hold of me. And I think that's very powerful as well. And this is just kind of what the Lord's laid upon my heart. And I believe it's for somebody today. But whenever we grab a hold of the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord will grab a hold of you. And when you grab a hold of the joy, and the joy of the Lord grabs a hold of you, that's where you'll find your strength.
Come on.
That's where it says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When we grab a hold of the peace of God, the peace of God will grab a hold of us.
Amen.
I think that's so powerful and so important, because we need the peace of God each and every day to even able to function or able to operate. We need the peace of God over our mind. And that peace of God will grab a hold of us and will surpass all of our understanding. When the peace of God grabs a hold of us, it will surpass all of our understanding and all of what we're able to comprehend, mm-hmm. and outperform and outdo anything that we're able to do within our life. In verse 13 of Philippians chapter 3, he said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Amen. We can't change yesterday. We can't change what has happened and what has transpired last year. But what we can do is we can continue to keep reaching forward to the things that the Lord has in store for us. Reaching forward to the doors that are still ahead. When we close the doors behind us, then we are able to reach forward to the new doors that God has in place for us. And I just put this in my notes this morning. Don't allow your past to rob you of your future.
Come on.
Don't allow what happened yesterday to rob you of everything that God has in place and in store for your life today. His mercies are new every single morning. There's something brand new that the Lord has for our life. But if we keep allowing the doors of yesterday to remain open, it's going to continue to rob us of everything moving forward that the Lord has for us. We must lay the hurt, the pain, the blame, the disappointment, the loss, and all the fear, all the anxiety, all these things, we must lay them at the feet of Jesus. That's what he said. He said, when you lay it, this is just what he's spoken to my spirit, when you lay it at the feet of Jesus, that's when you close the door. That's when the door is closed. When you leave it there and move forward, that is when the door is sealed.
Come on.
When you leave it there and make the decision to continue to move forward in God, that's when the door is fully sealed and the Lord can do the great work within your life. Doors must be sealed off.
When I heard the Holy Spirit speak, why are you asking me, why are you tolerating this? Monica, at that moment, I had a decision to make.
Right.
To continue to lay there and give in to the symptoms I was feeling, or to rise up and draw near to my God. So that my God, when I rose out of that bed and began to draw near by speaking his words and praising and worshiping him.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
For what you've done. I thank you, God, for your son. I thank you that he took all of this already.
Yes.
I then had to make, it was my decision to make. He spoke and let me know, hey, I'm right here. What are you going to do? Right. Are you just, why are you tolerating it? I mean, and that just did something inside me.
Yes.
And I then made the decision, I'm going to get up. I'm not going to tolerate this. And then after I was released from the quarantine, because I wanted, the old Monica was a very rebellious. You tell me I can't, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you how I can and how many different ways I can break that rule, right?
Amen, yes.
But being born again and redeemed because of what Jesus did on the cross.
Yes.
I made that decision to get up and access what was there for me in that moment. And coming out of it, I have been healed from severe anxiety, and that started knocking. Yeah. Nope. Mm. You know what? I laid that at the feet of Jesus.
There you go.
It's on that cross. So you ain't coming back. I am not picking that bag back up. Ain't doing it.
Right.
And I mean, it tried, but it didn't work. I would get physically sick. Just the thought of leaving my house. I'm not picking that back up.
Right.
And you can't make me pick that up.
Yeah. Exactly.